underlying
Blog Talk Radio.
Joseph having this coat of many colors, and as time goes on, when you get into verse 37 and into verse 4, you get into chapter 37 and into chapter 44, it gets real good to me because Joseph now starts to have these dreams. Mm-hmm. And as Joseph is having these dreams, he begins to share his dreams with his mother and his father and his brothers. And this makes his brothers have even more of an attitude with him. Mm-hmm. His brothers now have a real issue with him because now not only do you have a coat, but now you're telling me that you're having these dreams, and in these dreams, we're now becoming your servant. Mm-hmm. You're telling us that we have to bow down before you. I got issue with you, Joseph, because not only are you running around here like you're big, you run around here like you're bigger than me. Come on. Now, I'm sitting here, and as I read the text, Joseph was just sharing in how he felt. Now, I've preached this on many occasions, and I've preached this in many contexts. I've had this message because this passage of scripture come before me to share with the people of God many a time, but this one particular time, God showed me something different. Y'all hold on and ride with me for a minute. I got something for y'all. I'm going to help you in your place that you're in right now on this morning. The text. He begins to tell the people, his brothers and his sisters, his brothers and his father, he begins to tell them that, you going to bow down and you're going to worship me. And this right here is where everything starts to come apart. Now, I've heard preachers preach this before, and I heard them say, Joseph, you talk too much. They use the song, "Shut Up, You Talk Too Much." But see, it's something about when you realize how good God really is in your life, but you really can't keep it to yourself. It's not that you're trying to grope. It's not that you're trying to make anybody feel any type of way, but you're just glad that the Lord decided to use you. Come here. Can I help you? I'm just glad God decided that he was going to use a little old bit of wretch like me. I'm not all together. I'm just going to be honest with you. I still got some flaws and some issues that I deal with. But I'm understanding that I'm covered under the blood. Come here, let me help you. And let me take you to the place where you need to be in. I'm still in a place to where God is working on me. I'm just glad that he decided to look down through all my generations. He passed up a couple of folk to come to me. But I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't ever ready to be a preacher. Don't go, sir. Fix your face, baby. Go ahead and fix your crown. Fix your face. Come on here. I wasn't ready to be a preacher. I told God when the phone call came in, I said, excuse me, sir, but are you sure you calling the right house? Because if you calling me, and I still got a whole lot of stuff down on the inside of me that I need to be worked on. But watch the text.
Come on here.
Joseph begins to tear the dream to his family, and his brothers begins to have an issue with him. So to the point to where, you're preaching this morning, that they decided that enough is enough. God bless you. Enough is enough. I've heard enough from you. You're going to stop coming around here talking to me as if I'm a second-hand citizen, sir. You're going to stop coming around here just using all these old any kind of terms when it comes to me. You not just going to speak all this stuff against me. You not going to use these all these old highfalutin words and try to make me feel like I ain't nobody. I'm somebody around here. You ain't just going to keep talking to me. Joseph, brothers was irritated by what was going on. Let me help you and put a footnote on your life. When your elevation comes, everybody ain't going to be happy for you. Come to cheer, and then they preach the preacher, like a preacher's up on the preach. Everybody is not going to be happy for you when you hit where God is trying to take you. Because watch this here. I've learned, people of God, I've learned this. This is through personal trials and tribulations. This is from personal errors in my life that I've had come against me. This is stuff that people have came against me with. I understand Joseph's plight of being called to a place that, number one, you weren't prepared for. Anybody home? Lights and walls. Can I talk to you? Since nobody want to say amen.
Amen.
Let me help you this morning. Yeah. Sometimes the call, wait a minute, let's back that this here. The call should always be bigger than you. Hello, here. The call is always going to be bigger than you.
Yeah.
But watch the catch now. The call is bigger than you, so you have to grow into the call. Come here and sit down and give me about 45, maybe 55 minutes at a time. Because I'm almost done. Watch the text. The text says that Joseph was having dreams and interpreting dreams about what was going on. The thing was bigger. Joseph was a younger brother. Haven't had the experiences of life, but God called him to a place that was bigger than him. Can we go a little further?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go a little bit further. Joseph was charged with the task of taking his brothers some food. They wanted to go check on your brothers. Let's see what's going on with your brothers out there. They're supposed to be feeding the sheep. They let them go check on your brothers and see what's going on with them. And they saw Joseph from afar off. Yes, I'm on the side. Hey, God, can I help you? Let me help you. Sometimes people look at you from afar off and they misidentify you for who you are.
Come on.
God, you preaching this morning, preacher. People see you from afar off and they misidentify you from afar off. What's the text? These boys said, oh, Lord, here come the dreamer. Lord, this is the thing. You misidentify him by actually using who he really is.
Great.
Oh, my.
Great.
Oh,
great.
My. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. You use my name, but you still misidentify me. You know my name. But you said, come here and let me point you to the place that you need to be. Because watch this, the very person that you misidentify would be the very person that caused the shift in your life. But you see them from afar off. You think you somebody. You think you should. Shout out my soul, mama. You think you somebody. You think you big fluke. You think you the big shot, don't you? Look at you. You ain't nothing. You ain't nobody. Wait a minute. I never, and the thing about it is, Joseph never claimed to be a dreamer. They called him a dreamer.
You working.
Can I help you with being in a place that other people see, but you don't see yourself? All Joseph was doing, people of God, was watch the text. Let me help you this morning. All that thing Joseph was really doing was operating in a place that he did not himself wasn't even prepared for. But he knew that God was saying something to him.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all under the sound of my voice understand that what you are in right now may not be the perfect place, but it is the place. Come in.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
You might not be in the perfect place, but you in the place. You may not be operating like into your full capacity, but the anointing that's on your life, you're growing into your anointing. Here comes. Smoke something out of that mouth. They probably know I'm here. Listen, they both of them got both. Well, the grandbaby got killed because his dream was a dream of him dying, and the cupbearer was being replaced was being put back into place because he back into the presence of the king. And when the king said that he had a dream, he was in the right place at the right time to tell him, "Hey, king,
I know
somebody." See. When you keep your integrity, regardless of that, come here and let me preach this thing like I'm in my spirit. You keep your integrity, even though everybody else has lost their mind. You keep your integrity. Here he is in prison. Man, because of his father, he could have been in there talking about this father. That son of so-and-so, that no good, blankety blank. But he kept his integrity. Isolation teaches you that integrity means a lot. God will not leave you nor forsake you.
Preach, preacher.
Here he is. He's in isolation. He tells him, so now Pharaoh has a dream, and he tells him about Joseph. Joseph brought before the king. He tells him his dream. And he's already told all of his soothsayers and all of his warlocks and all of his prophets, his magistrates, all of these already told him. He said, if y'all can't interpret my dream, he said it's gonna be a mad execution. I'm killing
all of y'all.
Everybody died. Everybody out here. You get your head cut off. He was passing out head chops like Oprah was passing out calls. You get your head chopped off. You get your head chopped off. He was dead serious. He said, wait a minute, King, I know somebody. Well, in the prison that was locked up with me. He was trying to think, brother named Joseph. He was interpreting dreams. He said, bring him to me. So Joseph. I've been woke up by my sleep by this dream. Many times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the interpretation of it. He said, I'm giving you one shot, bro. He says, if you can't get it, taking your head off, you're going to be executed or killed. This is how serious this thing was for this man. What's the text? King told him his dream. And he interpreted the dream. And the king, that's what the king, it resonated with the king that this is a true definition of my dream. And at that point, Joseph's coat changed. Joseph's coat went from a coat of isolation to now he has a coat of rule.
Cool.
Trying to help somebody just watered on a code of rule where he was ruling over the region. They say that he made him viceroy, named him, changed his name from Joseph to Zophanaiah. Zophanaiah was the name that he was given. Not only did Joseph have a coat change, but he had a name change. Come here And let me help you. When you go through all that you go through, God will not only change your coat, but he'll change your name. Why was it so important that Joseph's name was changed? Because Joseph could not go around with that same thing that he was carrying with him as his name. Sometimes people of God, wait a minute, hold on, let's backtrack. All the time, people of God, you got to let, you got to tell people that's not what I, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let them know, no, that's not me. That used to be me. That was the name of me before. But because I understand who I am and where I am in God, this is who I am. This is who I am right now. Listen, I got to fast forward. Now, Joseph's name change came, and when his name change came, Joseph interpreted the dreams, and he talked about in the dream, he talked about it was a Sabbath, and that we needed to take this, take the harvest, and he said take wheat and store up the wheat, and put wheat up, because as a famine is going to hit the land, and when the famine hits, he said, we'll have wheat that we can feed the people. So now, after they had took the wheat and Joseph began to tell them how to do it, he said, when you gather the wheat, he said, take a portion of the wheat, put it into the storehouse, and he said, and give the rest of it to the people. And he did this, I'm trying to hurry up to my clothes because I ain't got my time. As he did this thing, the famine did hit. When the famine hit, Joseph had a visit. Joseph had a visit from the same people that threw him in the pit. His brothers. It's been some time since he's seen his brothers. So he did not identify. They did not know who he was. But Joseph recognized them before. Thank you, right? Recognize his brothers before they identify him. Now notice that Joseph had elevated now. He's no longer just a dreamer. He has accomplished some things. He's become a ruler. He's standing in a place now to where he has stability. People are looking at him and got his eyes on him and seeing him for who he is. Let me fast forward. So now Joseph see him and he tells him, he say, listen, y'all come with me, y'all stay with me. I'm gonna help y'all because you know y'all not among y'all people. Come on with me. Y'all can stay with me. And so he plots this plot. Now even though Joseph had elevated into this place. Watch the text. Even though that Joseph elevated into the place, you notice when he saw, when Joseph saw, they didn't recognize him, he recognized them. Joseph slipped over to the side, away from him, where they couldn't see him, and they didn't know who he was.
He broke down.
And he began to weep because he was hurt. See, sometimes when people are gone, we still carry our hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Save our souls, not the enemy. Sometimes you still carry the hurt. Sometimes you still carry the pain. They talking about me. They done ran my name through the mud. They done had a field day with my stuff.
Jesus.
I'm trying to hurry up. I'm running fast. I'm running real fast. But watch this. They get to the point to where Joseph. They get ready to leave that next morning, and Joseph have a servant fill that bag with wheat, and then they put money inside of the bag, and they take all this stuff, and then to the youngest brother's Benjamin, and to the youngest brother's bag, Benjamin, he puts a silver cup. Joseph say, "What is the matter? What are you doing? Did I let you come to my house? Now you steal from me?" He said, "I'm gonna hold him hostage." He said, "You can't hold him hostage." He said, "I'm gonna hold him hostage." He said, "Because he's finished, I'm gonna kill him because he stole from me." He said, "Wait a minute." He said, "We have a younger brother, my father. If you kill this one, my father ain't gonna be able to survive because this is so complicated. It's so complicated for him because he lost one child. We lost one son before. He said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? He said, you lost one son before. He said he was killed. Long story short, they began to talk about their younger brother. And they said, bring him to me. He said, I'm gonna hold this one hostage and you bring him to me. He said, we can't. He said, because if we bring him, our father would die. If we bring this younger brother, our father would die because his heart is still grieving for our other brother. And see, sometimes people thought we react out of frustration. We act out of hurt, past pains, past things that we have went through, all of that stuff. We react to it. But watch this, it's not a bad thing. Reacting out of where you are is not a bad place, people. God, let me help you. Let me bless you to your best place, put you to your purpose. God, you take your destiny. This is my last one. Y'all know I gave y'all three. I gave y'all three for third one. Y'all, God will allow us to feel that place so he can show us our humanity.
Hmm.
Your humanity is being seen. Your humanity of who you are is seen. If we never go through a storm, we'll never know what's the text. We'll never know how strong we really are. Storms are never meant to kill you. Storms are actually to make you better. So here, Joseph is. They say, go and get your brother. Bring him to me. They say, I'm going to be staying here with me. We'll put him in jail. We'll lock him up. Bring me that brother. And this time when they came, they brought the brother. And Joseph broke down. Chapter 44. Genesis chapter 34. Joseph break down. And he lays on their neck and say, I am Joseph, your brother. Sometimes it's just good to let God work that thing out of you. Yes, it hurts. Come on here. Who don't hurt when something like this happens? Who don't hurt? He broke down, and they said, go get our father. Bring our father. And Joseph ran and fell on his father's neck. I am Joseph. People of God, I told you I saved our title for the end because the best things, sometimes we ought to save the best things for that. The title of this text is simply, I'm under construction. I'm under construction. I may not be where I should be, because God is still working some things out of me. You got to understand, Joseph went from being thrown in a pit to being sold into slavery, from being sold into slavery to being lied on by Potiphar's wife, and went from lying on being lied on by Potiphar's wife to being thrown into jail. And you really didn't get a chance to process these places. Sometimes people of God, We just have to live with the moment, process it, and move on. Live with the moment, process it, and move on. That's why it was so important that Joseph went into the place of isolation. So we can process it. But see, sometimes even in our process, watch this here, we still got some unresolved pains and hurts that we don't always completely heal from. I had a bruise on my leg. It took a couple of months to heal, but the spot was still sensitive months afterwards. I would touch it. And it would be so sensitive. The pain was still there. The hurt was still there. Even though the bruise, watch this here, had cleared up, it was still pain because of what happened. If my leg, I had a cart that ran into my leg and it bruised my leg. It didn't break anything, but it bruised me up real bad. I'm a dark man, so the bruise was so dark that you could literally see it on my skin. That's how hard the hit was. Come here, let me help you. Sometimes the hit is so hard, people are not, that it leaves a bruise. And then when the bruise leaves, people can see the hit and they say, "Ooh!" And when they see you, but I said, when you recover, they see that you're coming out of it. They don't realize still there's still some shortness and still some hurt. And then stop. Sometimes we got to realize that we have to process the hurt. Process the hurt. When we finish processing the hurt, we can't move on. It was not until Joseph's brothers came back with their younger brother that they understood. Joseph understood it. Time for me to put all this stuff behind us. We family. We family. We may not look like it right now, but we family. We friends. We good. We're going to be all right. We're going to make it. The hurt is there. The not being able to understand is there. But we're going to make it. Let's take this thing one day at a time. One step at a time, and we will make it through. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch each and every life that is represented here on our feed on this morning. Father, I don't know what the issues are. There are many that are on. Father, I don't know what the issues are. I don't know what they have going on. But Father, I come touching and agreeing with them right now. Father, that you would work whatever it is, that we touch that area right now, that area of hurt, that area of pain, that area of unresolved issues, that area where it's still sensitive, God, that area where it's still sensitive to the touch. The right words at the wrong time, God, cause it to turn into a power kick. Father, we pray right now against that right now. God, we pray that you would desensitize that area. Father God, even though that the pain may still be there, God, desensitize the soreness, the weariness in their hearts, the weariness in their minds, God, that they are carrying, God, right now. God, we pray, God, that you recover and uncover, God, the things that need to be seen. God, and give clarity, give closure to that thing right now. God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet, let your will and your way be made manifest in them. God, we call the glory of the Lord to be seen in their life. God, store and restore. God, strengthen right now. God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet, God, build them in every way in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would pour out into them that they need to be able to overcome the thing that is trying to overcome their life right now. Father, we pray, God, that you would build them up on every hand. God, let them know that even in this, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. God, you can do all, they can do all things through you, through Christ that strengthens them. Amen. God, and we glorify you and magnify you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. Those of you all that are listening in on this morning, that is not a member of the Outer House family, and you would like to, please feel free to go to the messenger board and let us know through the messenger board that you would like to be a part of our Outer House virtual family. Again, we are looking for a building. Please know that we're looking for a building. We're going to be in a building soon. We're working on that thing right now. God has opened up some doors, so y'all pray for us as we continue to seek the Lord to make sure that we're doing the right thing and we're in the right area. Amen. Those of you all would like to be a part of the virtual service, please make sure to be a part of the virtual church. Please let us know through the messenger as well. Those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you can go to your Cash App, and the Cash App is $THEABBA House. Again, that is $THEABBA House, HOUSE. You can go there to send your financial contributions to us. And remember that we will pray for you, pray over your seed. Remember the seed that you sow into us, we sow it to others. So this is how you receive a harvest from a field that you yourself did not plant.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.